Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
John.
And Brian.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game. My co-host will feed me the commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we will be continuing Zork from 1980 for DOS, developed by Infocom. Zork.exe. Diamond in case.
Let's put the bracelet. Yeah, bracelet in case. Update these. Oh, you update them.
Bracelet in case.
We have only three more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh my god.
How to go with Emerald Scarab.
I feel like the Scarab is inside of the I feel like we have a Scarab. Like it has to be inside of, like the tomb or whatever, right? That's where I would put it. I don't know.
Didn't we find the pot of gold?
No.
Is there a rainbow?
Can we look? All right, we have a lot. I'd imagine if we opened the coffin, the Scarab is going to be in there.
So, shall we go to the dam base and experiment?
Yeah, can we go to the dam base?
All right, audience, we are fast traveling to a place we haven't been in very many episodes. It's the dam base.
Bass.
Drop that damn bass.
All right, here we are.
Dam base. You are at the base of flood control dam number 3, which looms above you and to the north. The river Frigid is flowing by here. Along the river are the white cliffs, which seem to form giant walls stretching from north to south along the shores of the river as it winds its way downstream. There is a folded pile of plastic here, which has a small valve attached.
I don't know what to do with this. Do we have everything we need?
We have a screwdriver still, right?
Yeah. Do we use the screwdriver? I feel like we need the pump. We need the pump, don't we? We need the bicycle pump.
Or the sack.
I don't think we need the sack.
The bicycle pump built for two.
Well, it was nice talking to you guys. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
All right, audience, we are fast traveling back to the living room now that we know that there is a folded pile of plastic here.
Right back where we came from.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I hope a Groog doesn't eat me again. In the damn base, I was searching
for some treasure.
With a bicycle pump inside.
Or two. Oh.
I couldn't think of a rhyme for treasure. But now I'm blue. In this game of Zork 2.
Nice.
Actually, Zork 1. Yeah.
Living room. There is a...
Oof. Oh my god.
There is a glass bottle here. There is a brown sack here. There is a handheld air pump here. There is a Zork... There is a Zork's... owner manual here.
We'll just drop thank you. Drop the lantern.
Lantern dropped.
Take the pump.
Pump taken.
Is there anything else we need?
Good luck again.
We need a sack.
Do we need the sack? Take sack.
Sack taken.
I mean that's it. Like we're almost we need well. the bottle. Do we need the bottle?
Bottle taken.
I think that's everything. Can we look again?
Living room. There is a brass lantern here. There is a Zork's owner manual here.
Oh my god. All right, so it looks like we have everything possible that we could need.
All right, we are fast tracking back to the damn base.
Fast travel again.
The damn base. The damn base.
Boom, boom. That's all the beats I have left.
Damn base. There is a folded pile of plastic here, which has a small valve attached.
Can we...
use pump on valve?
I don't know the word use.
Oh, that's not good. Plastic.
Inflate plastic with pump?
Oh, it's like a, I see.
The boat inflates and appears seaworthy. A tan label is lying inside the boat.
Let's read the label. Let's examine the label. Could we do that?
Label taken. Froboz Magic Boat Company. Hello, sailor. Instructions for use. To get into the body of water, say launch. To get to shore, say land, or the direction in which you want to maneuver the boat.
Oh boy.
Warranty. This boat is guaranteed against all defects for a period of 76 milliseconds from the date of purchase or until first used, whichever comes first. Warning, this boat is made of thin plastic. Good luck.
Do we want to save? Did we already save?
It's really, really want to save. Okay.
Oh my God. It's like these little things that make me love this game.
So where can we go? Can we get to the river?
We're going to be able to go north, and then we're going to be able to float out over the end of the rainbow. There's plenty of space up there.
So where's the river? Is it the rainbow, right?
I don't think there's anything at end of rainbow that we need. I think we're at the dam. Yeah, get in boat.
Whoops. Something sharp seems to have slipped and punctured the boat. The boat deflates to the sound of hissing, sputtering, and cursing. Audience, we are reloading.
Dude, this game is brutal. I dropped the stiletto.
On the ground.
Stiletto dropped.
Can we look at our inventory? Drop screwdriver.
Screwdriver dropped.
Can we get in the boat now?
You are now in the magic boat.
Yay.
Launch.
Frigid River. In the magic boat. You are on the Frigid River in the vicinity of the dam. The river flows quietly here. There is a landing on the west shore.
Go west?
The magic boat comes to rest on shore. Dam base. In the magic boat. There is a screwdriver here. Outside the magic boat. There is a stiletto here. Outside the magic boat.
So we're just back at home.
I'll go east.
You can't go that way.
I'll just launch again.
Frigid River. In the magic boat. So I'll give you this clue. It's one of our favorite commands from The Hobbit.
East?
No, that was one of our second favorite command from The Hobbit.
What was our favorite command from The Hobbit? It was picking up the...
Bard?
Picking up the dwarf.
No. No. Just dwarf.
Oh, wait.
Time passes. You are on the Frigid River in the vicinity of the dam. The river flows quietly here. There is a landing on the west shore. The flow of the river carries you downstream. Frigid River, in the magic boat. The river turns a corner here, making it impossible to see the dam. The white cliffs loom on the east bank, and a large rock prevents landing on the west.
So we want to go east? Our other favorite command?
The white cliffs prevent your landing here.
West.
Just in time, you steer away from the rocks.
What?
No.
Frigid River. The river turns a corner here, making it impossible to see the dam. The white cliffs loom on the east bank, and the large rocks prevent landing on the west.
We wait?
We want to wait?
Time passes. The flow of the river carries you downstream. Frigid River. The river descends here into a valley. There is a narrow beach on the west shore below the cliffs. In the distance, a faint rumbling can be heard.
Go west?
It's a waterfall.
The magic boat comes to rest on the shore. White Cliffs Beach. In the magic boat.
Magic boat.
You are on a narrow strip of beach which runs along the base of the white cliffs. There is a narrow path heading south along the cliffs and a tight passage leading west into the cliffs themselves. So a quick search says there's at least three white cliffs somewhere in your map. I can't.
Oh, don't tell me that. All right, let me look.
White Cliffs Beach.
Yeah. I see end of rainbow.
Damp cave. It's to the right?
I don't even see it.
Yeah, where do you see it, Brian?
Damp cave, lad room.
Oh, yeah, you got to highlight it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I don't know you are. Oh, there it is. White Cliffs Beach, White Cliffs Beach. Okay. Let me delete this one, and I'll just...
What does this connection help us, though? There's an arrow path heading south. You want to go south?
We're going to draw a connecting line all the way under the maze and around.
God, no, we're not doing that.
I shouldn't go overnight.
Yeah, I don't even know how we'd get back from the Frigid River, so we're just going to take this route. Okay. Well, one of the White Cliffs Beach.
I mean, it says south, right? That's an option.
Let's get off the boat, though.
Up already.
Yeah. Get out, boat.
You are on your own feet again.
Can we try going south?
White Cliffs Beach.
Look.
You are on a rocky, narrow strip of beach besides the cliffs. A narrow path leads north along the shore.
Go north?
White Cliffs Beach. There is a magic boat here.
We're definitely at that location. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. If we go west, we'll get to the damp cave.
Why does this help us?
Boy, I wish I knew.
Should we get back in the boat and do some more exploring on the, since this area seems explored?
Get in boat.
You are now in the magic boat.
Launch.
Launch.
Frigid River in the magic boat. The river descends into a valley. There is a narrow beach on the west shore below the cliffs. In the distance, a faint rumbling can be heard.
Oh, wait.
Do we want to wait?
Yeah.
The flow of the river carries you downstream. The river is running faster here, and the sound ahead appears to be that of a rushing water. On the east shore is a sandy beach. A small area of the beach can also be seen below the cliffs on the west shore. There is a red buoy here. Probably a warning.
Oh, go east.
The magic boat comes to rest on the shore. Sandy beach in the magic boat. You are on a large sandy beach on the east shore of the river, which is flowing quickly by. A path runs beside the river to the south here, and a passage is partially buried in the sand to the northeast. There is a shovel here outside the magic boat.
Ooh. Well, you're going to have to take the shovel and then use on sand, right?
Shovel taken.
I'm not seeing where this is on the map. This is new?
This is new. I'm connecting it now. Okay. Yeah, the maps seem more abstract at this point.
Mm-hmm. Should we go south?
Partially buried in the sand is a passageway. So I don't know the command. So
let's dig.
Dig.
Dig in sand with shovel.
What do you want to dig the sand with?
With shovel. Dig sand with shovel.
The ground is too hard for digging here.
Is there
what would loosen the ground?
Spit on ground.
Use harp.
I don't know the word spit. I don't know the word harp.
Oh no. I meant harp, like the high altitude research project. Make an earthquake for us.
Do we want to go south and see if there's other things?
Sure.
Read the label for the boat's instructions.
Can we look real quick? Are we still on the boat?
We did that.
Did we get out the boat?
No. Oh, get out boat.
In the magic boat.
Mm. Ah.
You are on your own feet again.
Now let's try to dig sandwich up.
Go south.
The ground is too hard for digging.
Oh, good.
Okay. Go south.
Sure. You are on the east shore of the river. The water here seems somewhat treacherous. A path travels from north to south here. The south end quickly turning around a sharp corner.
Go south.
Aragon Falls. You are at the top of Aragon Falls, an enormous waterfall with a drop of about 450 feet. The only path here is on the north end. A beautiful rainbow can be seen over the falls to the west.
Somewhere at the end of rainbow, right over there.
Okay, so there's definitely a pot of gold.
Yeah, this got to be right.
Yeah, this is where the end of the rainbow part comes in. Oh my god.
All right, so we somehow need to loosen the sand.
That's probably the pot of gold.
To get to that passage.
Let's go west.
You can't go that way.
All right. Oh, my path is to the north end. Okay, yeah.
Does the rainbow loosen? What would loosen sand?
Well,
it seems like water might.
Do we have a bottle still? Is there a bottle now?
Oh, do we need? Oh, we have a bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Oh my god, it was actually useful.
well, what can we?
We
probably don't. Bottle. If it's not the bottle, it does not seem as if we have the thing that loosens the sand.
Go north.
Sandy beach. There is a magic boat here.
Okay. Should we take the boat and look at the other shore? Was there another shore? Actually, can we
go north?
Can we go northeast?
Sandy cave. There is a sand-filled cave whose exit is to the southwest.
Okay, can we dig the sand with the shovel?
You seem to be digging a hole here.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes. Okay. Enter cave?
I don't know the word cave.
What?
Sandy cave. There is a sand-filled cave whose exit is to the southwest.
Did we come from the southwest?
We came from the northeast, so yeah, southwest would match.
Would be the match, yeah.
Sandy cave.
Wait! Dig it.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
The hole is getting deeper, but that's about it.
Do it one more time.
You are surrounded by a wall of sand on all sides.
Keep doing it.
You see a scarab here in the sand.
I hate that so much. How many times?
So annoying.
4 times you have to dig sand with shovel? All right, we're going to put that down.
Take scarab.
Dig sand with shovel.
Scarab taken.
Yes.
Can we just leave or do we have to dig ourselves out?
Sandy Beach. There is a magic boat here.
Should we go home?
Is this no? Because we have to get to.
Man, what's our inventory look like?
You are carrying a beautiful jeweled scarab, a shovel, a tan label, a glass bottle, a brown sack, a handheld air pump, a torch, providing light, a pair of candles, a matchbook.
Get on boat.
You are now in the magic boat.
Go west?
You can't go that way.
Magic boat.
Magic boat.
Magic boat. Oh, magic bus.
That's what I'm thinking too. Go north? I don't know.
North takes us to the shore, right?
Read the labels for the boat instructions.
Okay, read label.
Hello, sailor. Instructions for use. To get into a body of water, say launch. To get to shore, say land, or the direction in which you want to maneuver the boat. Warranty. This boat is guaranteed against all defects for a period of 76 milliseconds from date of purchase or until first use, whichever comes first. Warning. This boat is made of thin plastic. Good luck.
Hey, did you know that KJ works at the Navy Yard?
We always walk around, hello, sailor.
You might not work at the Navy Yard much longer.
Oh, they love it. They love it. Sailor? Hello. You can tell because they're all dressed.
Hello, sailor.
Hello.
Sir, this is an Urban Outfitters.
Well-dressed you... sailors.
No one's going to get that joke other than you and me. All right. Watch.
Magic boat. Frigid river. In the magic boat. There is a red buoy here. Probably a warning.
Wait.
Time passes. The flow of the river carries you downstream. Frigid river. In the magic boat. The sound of rushing water is nearly unbearable here. On the east shore is a large landing area.
Is that? No, that's at the White Cliffs. I think we wait one more time.
Time passes. Unfortunately, the magic boat doesn't provide protection from the rocks and boulders one meets at the bottom of the waterfalls, including this one. You have died. Sandy Beach. You are on a large sandy beach on the east shore of the river.
Get on boat. Get a boat.
You are now in the magic boat.
Launch.
Frigid River, the magic boat. There is a red buoy here. Probably a warning.
Wait.
Time passes. The flow of the river carries you downstream. Frigid River, the sound of rushing water is nearly unbearable here. On the east shore is a large landing area.
Go east.
The magic boat comes to rest on the shore. Shore, in the magic boat.
Magic boat?
Exit boat?
I think we've been here.
You are on your own feet again.
There we go.
It says shore, which I think is just north of the sandy beach.
Yeah, it's the White Cliffs beach, it looks like, from the map. Can we look?
Sure. You are on the east shore of the river. The water here seems somewhat treacherous. A path travels from north to south here, the south end quickly turning around a sharp corner. There is a magic boat here.
Go south.
Oh. Aragon Falls.
Okay. We're at the shore.
You are at the top of the Aragon Falls, an enormous waterfall with a drop of 450 feet. The only path here is on the north end. A beautiful rainbow can be seen over the falls and to the west.
You want to go north?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we get on boat again? I'm trying to think how to get to the White Cliffs beach. Because I think that's where we need to go, right?
I have no idea. Why would we need to go there?
I don't know. I don't think we have anything else to do on the shore and Aragon Falls. I think we're done there. I think.
Did we dig? It said there was a passage, right? Did we dig up that passage?
Yeah, that's where we got the scarab.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
I guess, Lord. But can we get in the boat and go south?
You are now in the magic boat. Frigid River.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the magic boat doesn't provide protection from the rocks and boulders one meets at the bottom of the waterfalls, including this one. You have died. Sandy Beach. You are on a large sandy beach on the east shore of the river.
Can we go the opposite way?
In the boat or not in the boat?
Like on the boat.
Okay, so get in the boat, launch.
You are now in the boat. Frigid River, there is a red buoy here, probably a warning.
Can we go west?
The magic boat comes to rest on the shore, White Cliffs Beach, in the magic boat.
Oh, okay. Let's
get out of the boat.
Yeah.
You are on your own feet again.
Narrow path.
But do we need, I think we have to be on the Frigid River for something. Oh, I have no idea.
Well, what? Let's. We're on the White Cliffs. We have not done anything with the White Cliffs. This is not where we've gotten the treasure, is it?
Well, we've been at the White Cliffs before because that's by the Loud Room.
Okay. Can we look? What's the geography here?
White Cliffs Beach. You are on a rocky, narrow strip of beach beside the cliffs. A narrow path leads north along the shore. There is a magic boat here.
Do we want to go north?
Do we want to take the boat? Can we take boat?
You are holding too many things already.
What can we drop? Can we drop sack?
Sack dropped.
And candles. Not cankles.
You wish you could drop your cankles. Candles dropped.
Drop matchbook.
Matchbook dropped.
Can we take boat?
Boat taken.
Nice.
All right. Cool. I'm just going to write that. It's here. I don't think we need any of this stuff.
We've got the boat?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to go north, guys?
Yeah, let's go north.
Along the path.
The path is too narrow.
No.
Okay, so we have to... If we put the boat down, can we go north?
Oh, can we go west?
You can't go that way.
No, okay. Gotcha.
Boat dropped.
Can we go north now?
White Cliffs Beach.
Damn it.
So we didn't go north?
We did go north.
So I'm looking at
this. There's two White Cliffs Beach.
Okay.
Is there another White Cliffs Beach?
Can we look around?
White Cliffs Beach. You are on a narrow strip of beach which runs along the base of the White Cliffs. There is a narrow path heading south along the cliffs and a tight passage leading west into the cliffs themselves.
I want us to take the boat so we can get back to the dam.
We can't get the boat with us unless we deflate the boat. Did we inflate the boat?
We did have to inflate the boat, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Can we...
Can we deflate the boat and take it with us?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Can we go back south?
White Cliffs Beach. There is a magic boat here.
I pray to God for some answers.
If you pray enough, your prayers may be answered.
Pray. Oh,
pray, pray, pray.
If you pray enough, your prayers may be answered. I don't know the word pari. If you pray enough, your prayers may be answered. If you pray enough, your prayers may be answered.
Okay, so...
I don't think our prayers are coming.
So that didn't work. How do we deflate a boat without destroying it? Do we have an air pump?
We... Do?
No.
Yeah.
We do have it. Okay.
Can
so
we deflate boat?
The boat deflates.
Oh.
Oh, sweet. Take boat.
Boat taken.
Go north?
White Cliffs Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Go west?
Damp cave.
Go west?
Loud room.
Yeah. Can we go up?
Oh, right.
Deep canyon.
Can we go east?
Damn.
Can we go I don't know which way this is. Down.
Damn base.
Can we drop boat?
Boat dropped.
Can we inflate boat with pump?
The boat inflates and appears seaworthy.
Get in boat.
You are now in the magic boat.
Launch.
Frigid River, in the magic boat.
Yeah, we're back. We did a circle, right?
Can we look real quick?
Frigid River, in the magic boat. You are on the Frigid River in the vicinity of the dam. The river flows quietly here. There is a landing on the west shore.
All right, so if we go west right now, we're going to go to the dam base, right? Can we go west real quick? Just want to see. Yeah. Okay.
Dam base.
Yeah, we can just launch.
Frigid River.
All right. Can we wait?
Time passes.
And now we can look?
Frigid River, you are in the vicinity of the dam.
Can we just wait one more time?
Time passes.
Look one more time.
Frigid River. The river turns a corner here, making it impossible to see the dam. The White Cliffs loom on the east bank, and large rocks prevent landing on the west.
The White Cliffs loom on the east bank. Can we go east?
The White Cliffs prevent your landing here.
Okay. And we can't go west, right?
Just in time, you steer away from the rocks. The flow of the river carries you downstream. Frigid River, in the magic boat.
Oh, look.
Frigid River. The river descends into a valley. There's a narrow beach on the west shore below the cliffs. In the distance, a faint rumbling can be heard.
Oh my god. I hate these multiple ones. there's a narrow beach on the west shore. Can we go west?
Magic boat comes to rest on the shore. White Cliffs Beach.
We're back to the beach.
Oh my god. Is there another White Cliffs Beach? There's a narrow path leading south along the cliffs. Oh, so we're at the north part now, mm-hmm. right? If we go west real quick.
The path is too narrow.
Oh, where are we? Can we go north real quick?
Read the label for the boat's instructions.
Oh, do we have to get off the boat?
You are on your own feet again.
Can we go west real quick?
Damp cave.
Yeah, so we're at the northern White Cliffs Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Where's the northern White Cliffs Beach on this map?
It's, there's two White Cliffs Beach. One's, like, maybe it's actually south, I don't know. But it's like where the other White Cliffs Beach are, there's just two of them. I don't know what to do, guys. So I'll leave that to you.
Okay, so we're there. Oh, there, I see. At the north part of the White Cliffs, we're at some other part of the White Cliffs Beach.
Well, we're at the damp cave now.
Oh, we're in the damp cave?
Yeah, but we don't have the boat.
Okay. Narrows to a crack towards the south. What did we do here? What do we have? Do we have a shovel?
We do.
Can we dig the use shovel to dig in crack?
What?
Dig earth. Dig. Yeah.
There's no reason to be digging here.
So let's go launch the freaking. Let's go back west to the White Cliffs Beach. And launch your boat again.
Go east.
Loud room.
Go east.
Damp cave.
Go east.
White Cliffs Beach. There is a magic boat here.
Deflate boat.
Deflate boat.
Or whatever.
Launch boat.
You are now in the magic boat. Frigid River. The river descends into a valley.
Frigid River. So we're at river, Frigid River by valley, I guess. Okay. Valley, Frigid River. And we have the option of going.
Well, the faint rumbling's the falls, right?
Can we go? Can we wait just to see?
Time passes. The flow of the river carries you downstream. There is a red buoy here.
Okay, so now we have Frigid River red buoy. And if we wait again,
we die. Can we get the red buoy? Can we grab the red buoy?
Pick it up?
Yeah, get red buoy.
Taken.
Ah, what do we need this for?
How do you open a red buoy?
So we probably should get out of here. So now we're in unbearable sound, Frigid River. Might be a more graceful way to title that, but
let's just go east. Yeah. I guess
the magic boat comes to a rest on the shore. Sure.
Let's look at our inventory real quick.
You are carrying a red buoy. A beautiful jeweled scarab, a shovel, a tan label, a glass bottle, a handheld air pump, a torch, providing light.
Why do we need the buoy? What do we use the buoy for?
Okay, I'm sorry, which shore are we on?
We're on the shore, just straight shore, north of the sandy beach.
Okay. What do we need to get?
We got the red buoy. That was
no. What treasure do we need to get?
We need to get the pot of gold and the emerald.
Yep.
So I'm guessing the emerald's inside the buoy. Can we open red buoy?
Opening the red buoy reveals a large emerald.
Hey! Good job.
Oh my god.
Okay.
That took too much effort.
Limited Lexicon with Nick, KJ Tom, and mostly Johnny B. You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, and Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8255. 8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,